Well, they call it the biggest Roma culture festival in the world, and it's back in Prague for the 14th year. The Camoro, or World Roma Festival, means 9 days of some of the best gypsy bands from all corners of Europe, but also a wide array of cultural and sociological events, all aimed at promoting unity and understanding. Christian Falvey has more.
Camoro, which means little son in Romani, took its name from an incident at a concert produced by the festival's organizers in the 1990s. They say a band called Camoro was trying to play and continually suffered their sound being turned off by the sound technician. 14 years on, and gypsy music will be dominating the pubs, clubs, and cultural centers all over Prague from now until the 6th of June. Michal Miko is one of the festival's producers.
The festival Camoro is not only about the music. We have a lot of accompanying program, you know, as the special show with Osmane Lafita or the exhibitions, which will be on Wednesday and Thursday. But the main program is the music. The most famous band which is invited this year is the Kochani Orchestra from Macedonia, also Urs Karpac from France. The main aim of the festival is to bring more together the Roma and non-Roma this week in Czech Republic, as the situation in Czech Republic is not normal, and we are trying 14 years to build up some relationships between the Roma and non-Roma in Czech Republic. And through the culture is the best way, we think.
And have you had real signs over the last 10 years that the Camoro Festival has made progress on race relations?
As I'm working on the festival from the beginning, I think that on the first year there was a lot of Roma visitors on the festival. And on this year, looking back, there was a lot of Roma visitors and a lot of non-Roma visitors. So I'm thinking that we just made some progress, that we just bring some interesting ideas to Czech Republic, and non-Roma and Roma can be together in one place.
The festival is accompanied by a media campaign that highlights not only the festival itself, but also Roma issues in general. The program includes a performance of the National Theatre called My Neighbor, My Enemy, about the coexistence of Czechs and Roma and composed from public documents and resources. This year also, for the first time, Roma from around Europe will be able to take part in workshops in cultural management aimed at helping them organize cultural events elsewhere. Most of the festival's program, though, centers on the colorful culture of the Roma, which you can appreciate in a dance procession that will move through the center of Prague on Thursday. Roma history is also represented, in part with an exhibition of traditional crafts. The musical program wraps up with a gala concert Saturday evening in Prague's Sasazu Club, starring the band Nightwork and singer Martin Svatek.
Christian Falvey there reporting on the World Roma Festival currently underway in the Czech capital, Prague.